This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's important for parents to monitor what public schools are teaching their children and also what the schools are not teaching. If you want your children to grow up to be patriotic citizens, they must be taught American history as it really happened, not as the liberals wish it had happened. It's become pretty clear that the liberals would like to wipe out our religious heritage and pretend we've always been a very secular nation. Today's schools seem to be more concerned with teaching our kids a philosophy of political correctness, diversity, multiculturalism, and feminism. One way to teach the truth about our heritage and dispel false myths is to take a trip to Washington, D.C. and read the many religious inscriptions that are engraved in stone on our famous monuments. Another way is to honor our nation's birthday today, the 4th of July, by reading and rereading the Declaration of Independence. As you read the Declaration of Independence on this 4th of July, reflect on the fact that it is America's great religious document, the official affirmation by the American people of their belief and faith in God. The Declaration affirms God's existence as a self-evident truth that requires no further discussion or debate. The nation created by the Great Declaration is God's country. The rights it defines are God-given. The actions of its signers were God-inspired. Many of the men who signed the Declaration paid for their courage with their lives and fortunes, and that's why we are able to enjoy our freedom and independence today. The Declaration contains 5 references to God. God as supreme lawmaker, God as creator of all men, God as the source of all rights, God as the world's supreme judge, and God as our protector on whom we can rely.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders would equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Lord, well, thank goodness it's Friday. You get a break maybe from earning those Federal Reserve notes. Keeping us on the system is madness. They continue to print, and they're looking for a new Edward Bernanke. Is that his name, Edward Bernanke? No, it's Ben Bernanke. I was combining Edward Bernays and Ed Bernanke, and Ben Bernanke, rather. Anyways, Bob Tuscan filling in for John Stadmiller, and of course the lamestream media is obsessing over Barry Sotero's recent press conference in which he claims that he is going to put forth a surveillance policy overhaul in a striking policy shift. Well, at least that's how they're presenting it. Barry Sotero announced plans to overhaul a secret national security court and pledged to take other measures to disclose more information about secret national security agency programs. I guess they wouldn't be as secret as they used to be if that's the case. Of course, he acknowledged the documents revealed by NSA leaker Edward Snowden. And I've noticed this, and I wonder if you've noticed this as well. They continue to focus on the individual Edward Snowden, Edward Snowden, Edward Snowden, and it's become a mantra, perhaps to distract you from the reality that has been there from the very beginning. We are living in 1984. This is Big Brother, ladies and gentlemen, and we've been telling you this far before Edward Snowden's name ever became relevant. This is nothing new to anybody listening right now. I know you all know this very well and are wondering what the big to-do is. And because they've validated the fact that Big Brother is watching, because they've made it so painfully obvious now through the so-called leaking of Edward Snowden, it's had a consequence on the psyche of the American public that I'm worried about. And I'll explain it in short, and then we're going to get to our guest today. You're not going to want to miss Mark Passio coming on in just a little bit. But the bottom line is, people are becoming complacent. They're saying, so what, they're spying on us? Yeah, we know they're spying on us. So before, it was, oh no, you're just a paranoid, tinfoil hat-wearing nutcase. And now, oh, well, maybe you were right. Maybe they are spying on you. But what do you have to hide? What are you worried about? Are you doing anything wrong? And so what if they're spying on us? You know, I don't care. As long as it helps, what do you care? So they've made it so darn in front of your face and so darn blatant that now people are even more apathetic than ever before. And that is scary. And the powers that shouldn't be knew this would happen. They play this dialectic like a fiddle. Bottom line. So don't get all involved with the hoopla over the NSA leaking and the spying on American citizens. It's been going on from the very beginning. This is nothing new. They present it as news, but in reality, it's a distraction from, well, other things that they have in their occult esoteric empire. And that's the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen. On tonight's show, we will have the benefit of Mark Passio. Mark Passio is a researcher, lecturer, and activist, most importantly. And he's been at the website What on Earth is Happening Now for the past several years, presenting his information. He comes from an interesting background, which I'll have him tell you about right now. Mark Passio, welcome to the John Sadmiller Show. How are you?
Bob, I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on today.
It's great to have you, and we've been in touch for a long time now. We most recently got back together at the Free Your Mind Conference number 2 in Philadelphia,
yes.
PA, which was a great success, and everyone's looking forward, of course, to the videos of the various lectures, whether it's my lecture or your lecture being released at the website, the Free Your Mind Conference website, which is off the top of my head, freeyourmindconference.com?
That's correct.
So I'm
those videos will be forthcoming shortly. Be patient. We have our video editors working diligently on them, and they're going to be released in short order.
I can't wait. And there's a lot of good material there from Larkin Rose, who speaks so eloquently about mental malware and this figment of our imagination, which is government.
Right.
We have guys like Lennon Honor to talk about 9/11 fear-based mind control and so much more. The list goes on and on and on. But Mark Passio, who are you? What is your background? Let's kind of use this as a preface for the rest of our show.
Sure. Well, I grew up in South Philadelphia, and I was born into a pretty traditional, typical Italian-American background. And my family members were kind of people who did not question anything. They were, you know, they accept the standard received version of reality, and I wouldn't categorize them in any way as free thinkers by any stretch of the imagination.
They're the ones that say, oh, so what, they're spying on us, right?
Pretty much, yeah. That's their basic take, and they don't look into anything at any kind of a deep level. It's just accept what's told to you as that's the way that it is, and that's the way that it is.
Gary.
So they, you know, basically pushed their version of organized religion onto their children, including me, and never really questioned that. And I grew up in, I wouldn't describe it in any way as any kind of a strict religious upbringing. That's not the way to look at it, but it's just this rote acceptance of, well, this is what we're taught, so this is what we teach our children, and that's what they'll teach their children, and on it will go. So when I really began to reach the age where I could question things and really start to develop an understanding on my own, I started to realize that the organized religion that was being fed to me was a mechanism to control and not really something that was there to develop true spirituality. The problem is that I lacked a lot of the understanding about what organized religious traditions really are, in the sense that I had no background of the knowledge of astrotheology. Lacking all of that information to put that religious indoctrination into a framework or into some sort of a perspective of understanding, my anger turned to extreme hatred about being lied to about the organized religious doctrine that I had been fed. And what I wanted to do is gravitate to the exact opposite, the antithesis, the total opposite polarity of the belief system into which I was born. And absolutely, I found it. I found that antithesis. I found that opposite of that belief system in the form of Satanism. And I got involved with Satanism as a young teenager. I got involved with dark occultism in general and began to study what we would call today the dark occult, to delineate it and distinguish it from light variants of occultism. And when you start to talk about the occult, people's minds go into, you know, a frenzy, because they have a lot of connotative definitions about what they think that word means. But we have to give an actual accurate definition.
And it means hidden, correct?
That is correct.
And that's what it is. It's hidden from the sheeple. It's hidden from the masses. We'll hold it right there, and we'll come back with our fascinating guest, Mark Passio, Bob Tuscan, filling in for John Sagnol.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with 5 other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendovite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendovite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
This illusion, power structure that was provided for us, Mark Passio decided to, well, go in the dark way, or go to the dark way. Is that a pretty good way of putting it, Mark?
I think that's an understatement, Bob.
Oh, jeez.
I would say I got a glimpse of the depth depths that evil goes to in this world through my experiences. As I was saying at the end of the last segment, people have often an erroneous notion of the word occult in general. It comes from the Latin adjective occultus, and that comes from the Latin verb occultare. And occultus means hidden, and occultare as a verb just means to hide, to conceal, or to keep secret. So when we're talking about the world of the occult and occult information or occult knowledge, all we're talking about is that which has been hidden from the general population, that which has been kept secret, in order to create a power differential. Because, again, if one small segment of the population is very knowledgeable about how the human psyche works and how human motivations work and how the laws of nature work, and then they hide that information and keep it secret and keep it for themselves and, dissuade other people from ever looking into it by calling it evil and bad and negative and that you should never go into these areas of research. Of course, a power differential is going to develop because you have one segment that's very knowledgeable and another segment of the population that's very ignorant. So that's what occult knowledge is actually used to do, create that power differential. Now, those who study it and then try to diffuse it widely and freely, I would consider those who are occultists because they've studied that information, but they're using it for the right reasons. They're using it for the uplift of human consciousness as opposed for mechanisms of control. So I became involved in dark occultism, using it for selfish purposes, in particular Satanism, which was an ideology, the variant of Satanism put forward by someone named Anton LaVey out of California, who was basically kind of a puppet for a larger satanic network that tied in with government agencies and think tanks throughout the world, etc.
Is he still around?
No, LaVey died in 1997, I believe, okay. In October of 97. So I didn't actually even really... I did contact the Church of Satan and become a member of that organization, but I did not press to get further involved in the organization. I just, basically wanted to have some affiliations with other people who espouse the same ideology as myself. And LaVey actually recognized some of the work I was doing through writing articles in different small magazines and fanzines on Satanism, and through the music that I was involved with putting out at the time that also espoused the satanic ideology. And again, what Satanism is different than what most people think it is. It's not worshiping the devil, the Christian concept of the devil, quote unquote, all right? It is an ideology and a way of living in the world that espouses some basic tenets, some ways of life, okay, and worldviews about how to view oneself in the world and others.
There's four pillars involved with this, right?
Four general overarching tenets are the foundational ideology involved in Satanism. It's that self-preservation is the highest of all aspirations, that no matter what you have to do to put yourself in a better position, even at the expense of someone else, then it is okay to do that. So the self is the highest thing in the universe in the satanic ideology. That is what is viewed as the God, the ego, the self. It's not worshiping anything external to the self. It's worshiping the self, the ego-identified self as God. So it is largely the idea that man himself is the God. Okay, and the second tenet is moral relativism, which is that there is no such thing as objective right and wrong. Therefore, man can get to make that up based on his likes, his preferences, his dislikes, his whims at any given time. So there's no real right or wrong. Right is what's right for you, and wrong is what's wrong for you in the given moment. The third basic tenet or pillar of the ideology is social Darwinism. And this stems out of self-preservation and moral relativism, the idea that, the most ruthless should come to the top of the roost and rule, because he was the most vicious and was the animal with the uh, the most driven will and the sharpest teeth and sharpest claws. And just, you know, if he can rise up to the top of the pecking order, then that's okay. That's right, regardless of what he has to do to get there and regardless of what he has to do to maintain that position. That's essentially social Darwinism. And then the fourth pillar, and I think people can kind of understand once you have established those other three, it's just a hop, skip, and a jump until you get to the idea of eugenics. And eugenics is the notion that man could get to decide who lives and who dies by deciding who gets to breed and who doesn't get to breed. So it's direct population control through direct culling of the population through outright murder, if necessary, culling human population, and also doing it through soft kill methods if the population won't put up with it being done through direct methods because you don't quite have their minds there yet. Then you do it through soft methodology such as poison in the food and water and the air.
And we've seen tons of that, eugenics. For sure. That's blatant eugenics. And
that's what Satanism is in a nutshell.
And the powers that shouldn't be, Mark, the guys we talk about, are, I guess the Rothschilds and Rockefellers are two of the big names, but these people that make up this cabal, this is their ideology, no?
Yes, absolutely. They are dark occultists. They are Satanists and dark Luciferians at the highest levels of these dynasties, if you will. The control system is run by the occult, the dark occult in particular. And people have to understand that this is a priest class that is running the show. It is not just about the political institutions. It is not just about the financial institutions. When you get to the highest levels of those institutions, you have a small priest class that is setting the agendas of those institutions, and this is their ideology. Their ideology is Satanism based on those four tenets or pillars that I just outlined. Now, when I realized that, see, when I started getting involved in this because kind of as a backlash to the indoctrinated religious upbringing of my youth, and I got involved in dark occultism, I thought that it was simply information that one could gain in order to put themselves in a better position over their fellow man and kind of, be able to have some leverage or a tactical advantage over other people in the world so you could come out on, you know, in a better situation for yourself. I thought the totality of Satanists, that this was their general ideology and that they were all like just individualists who thought the same way. Basically, they just, you know, wanted a tactical amount of leverage for themselves in their own personal life. Upon actually being involved in some of the more organized groups that were a part of this ideology, I realized in a big way that they were working together toward a common goal, and not only they were absolutely comprised of people. These satanic networks were comprised of people that were at the highest levels of every institutional body on the earth.
When we come back, we'll take it right from there and continue to expose it and explore your journey outside of this paradigm. And we'll talk about natural law as well. In addition to that, we'll get to New Age BS at some point with Mark Passio. Bob Tuscan filling in for John Stanmiller.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept, that there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to rebroadcasting.org.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war, and liberty for their descendants.
All right, so whether or not you believe in these occult tenets, these people, these, well, they're not people in a sense. These individuals, they believe in it. So it doesn't matter if you think that this is beyond your conscience. It's not beyond theirs. And this is what, at the top of the pyramid, they believe in. And it's important that we hear Mark Passio's firsthand account of some of this and his extensive research since his time in Satanism. And that's where we left off, Mark. We talked about the ideology on the top of the pyramid and their four tenets. And you mentioned that once you put two and two together at some point, you said, hey, I got to get out of here. I got to move on.
Yeah, I realized in a very profound way that these people were of significant influence and power in the world, and they weren't working separately. It wasn't just an individualistic ideology to them. They were definitely working toward a common agenda, and that was to increase their own collective power at the expense of everyone else's rights and freedoms. And I wasn't about slavery. I never was about slavery. You know, I was about maybe, getting a little bit of a tactical advantage over someone in a selfish mind state in my past. But slavery was never something that came into the picture for me or anyone else. And when I recognized that that's what this was really about, at the higher levels, again, lower level Satanism is just like individuals that think this way and agree with some of these tenets. I'm talking about as it goes up into this network of institutions, you know, when you have people in high positions of influence and power in the world that are part of these this network, this satanic network, they are the ones who are actually using this ideology to ultimately control other people and so, take their freedom away.
So the next question I have, Mark, is we talk about gangs. Well, I don't talk about them, but people talk about gangs and how if you leave a gang, it's very difficult, and they'll come after you, and they'll gang stalk you. Perhaps that's where that term comes from. And they'll come after you, and then they'll make your life a living hell.
Right.
Did you experience this? Did when you left and decided to move on and go to the positive side of things, did you experience that sort of fallout?
Not at all. Not even one iota. Zero. And I'll tell you why. When I expressed that their agenda wasn't compatible with my conscience, which I still had to a certain degree at this time in my past, their attitude was, go right ahead, knock yourself out, tell people what you know, they won't believe you. They said, they told me that we have people's minds so completely owned and controlled, and we direct their thinking to such an extent that even if we tried to tell them that this is how the world is run, they wouldn't believe it from us, let alone from you. So they said, go ahead and bang your head against the concrete wall for the rest of your life, because that's what you'll be doing.
Unfortunately, that makes sense. You know, I can imagine George W. Bush coming out and saying, hey, you know that 9/11 thing? Well, we knew about it. I wasn't the mastermind because I'm an idiot, but, you know, I kind of went along and I was, you know, when I was holding that book upside down, that was all for show, you know. I could see him going out and saying all that and people saying, oh, no, George.
Yep.
Oh, this is just satire. This is just a skit on Jay Leno.
Because that's how in cognitive dissonance most people are. That's how in complete denial of reality and the desire to lie to themselves that most people are about what this world really is. And, you know, I wish I could say, you know, I wanted to strangle that person when he said that to me. But I knew, one, if I did an action like that, they probably would have killed me at that point. But the hatred that I had for them at that point upon telling me something like that and having that kind of hubris about it was tremendous. Now I don't have that attitude anymore because I realize in many ways that what they were telling me was the truth, as sad as that is. I don't like it being that way. I'm trying to change that. But in many ways, they didn't lie about where exactly they had people's minds. They weren't lying. So
scary.
It's a sad commentary on the world, but I feel that's the truth nonetheless. So, you know, when my conscience would not allow me to proceed with continuing to work with psychopaths such as this, because I realized what their wider agenda was, I backed out. And again, they just let that you know, removal of my presence from their ritualistic centers and grottos, that's what they call them. They just let that happen. They weren't about trying to keep me in, trying to persuade me whatsoever. They just said, go ahead, we don't need you anyway. And, you know, what they do, I think what this whole thing is about is a psychological vetting system. They're looking for people with certain personality traits, psychological characteristics, and also certain skill sets that they can groom for taking up into some of these higher orders, some of these higher positions of influence and power in this network, and putting them in there as point men to get this agenda through, to get their agendas through in every area of our lives. So that's what I think these lower-level organizations really are. These lower-level satanic organizations are kind of interfaces with the public that act as psychological filtration systems to find people that they can really groom for higher positions of power. And, we have to understand that this is the kind of system that's actually running things. It's a priest class, and this is their ideology. Their ideology is based in those tenets of self-preservation being the highest human aspiration, which is ultimately selfishness and the self as God, moral relativism, social Darwinism, and eugenics. That's what Satanism is ultimately all about. Now, when I got out of this mindset, when I realized what it was about, I finally was able to start studying the occult in a much deeper and more profound way and looked into the light areas of it, the ways in which it could help to clean the human psyche, to purify someone's understanding and their intentions, and to ultimately open up their mind and their heart to the acceptance of the truth about what's really going on here. And then to come into harmony with the moral laws that are in place in the universe, which I've termed under the phrase natural law, as many other researchers have in the past. So that's the thing that helped, the understanding of that science of natural law helped me to get out of that ideology over time, because it didn't happen all at once. Just recognizing, hey, these are bad, really evil people, and they're trying to control everything, didn't snap me out of my previous mindset overnight. It took me years to come out of that mindset through arduous study and research and really a deep understanding of natural law.
We're going to shift gears to natural law in just a little bit. Mark has an extensive presentation on natural law, what it is, what it means, and how it is the antithesis of some of the previous tenets of Satanism that we just mentioned. We'll also talk about his presentation, New Age BS, which also has elements of those tenets, again, within it. And it's definitely Pollyannish, the New Age movement, and needs to be shown for what it is. I'm not anti being spiritual. I'm not anti meditation, but there are some wolves in sheep's clothing out there trying to take advantage of people under the guise of New Age, you know, gurus or whatnot. And Mark has a fascinating presentation on that. But we're going to kind of conclude this hour with maybe some of your phone calls, if you like, up until this point. If you have any questions, we'll open up the lines in the next segment and allow you to ask Mark anything you like up until this point that may have come up. And then, like I said, we're going to get into a great presentation on natural law, what that means, and also New Age BS. And natural law is pretty intricate, and there's a lot to it. So I think you're going to find this fascinating, as have I, every time I hear Mark talk about it. So 800-313-9443 is the toll-free number to jump on board here and ask any questions you have so far. 800-313-9443. If you're just joining us, we're talking with a cult researcher, activist, and let me come up with another fancy title here, Mark. Human being? How's that? Mark Passio. Yeah, Mark Passio, whatonearthishappening.com is his website, a wealth of information. He has all of his podcasts that he's done for many, many years now, his presentations, goes on and on and on. That's whatonearthishappening.com. Of course, I'm Bob Tuskin, filling in for John Stadmiller. My website, Bob Tuskin, TUSKIN.com. Your phone calls when we come back in just seconds.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes a GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, Bob Tuscan filling in for John Stadmiller today. We have the benefit of Mark Passio. He's got a wealth of information, and we decided to open up the phone lines for this segment. Next hour, we're going to continue this discussion with Mark. We're going to move to natural law and the New Age movement BS, and we'll start with a caller named John. What's up, John?
Hey, Bob, first of all, thanks for taking my call. Mark, I want to set something up and then ask you a question. Like you, sure. I began to study the occult, but it wasn't by choice. It was because it was like I came out of this stupor, this sleep that we've all been in, and I started listening and hearing. They're actually doing, Bob, what you were talking about earlier with 1984. It's doublespeak. It's saying something that sounds good to one ear, and if you listen with both ears, it's extremely sinister. So, Mark, my question is, basically, in 07, when Barack Obama was running for president, you know, we all know that the Egyptians called him the new King Tut of the world. After he was elected at the inauguration, he talked about the stars being aligned. And, well, I didn't pay much attention to that until, you know, he went to Denver shortly after that during the first stimulus. And he said the stars were aligned. And then the following, that following May in the, it was the east wing of the White House. He was standing out on the lawn and he said, the stars are aligned. And he wanted the Obamacare passed by the end of July 2009 because the stars were aligned.
Right.
So I started looking, what in the world is he talking about? So I looked at a lunar calendar, and on every date where he said the stars were aligned, the moon was in a waning crescent moon. So my question for you is, are they speaking, and personally I already believe that they are, but do you agree with me, that they speak in a coded speech, literally giving information to one another openly, but because we're
absolutely
not hearing with our proper
absolutely
ears,
they do that.
Is this a case of as above, so below?
Well, they have their own language through symbolism, and very much so, they believe that the energies that we're experiencing here on this planet are influenced by astronomical bodies and their positions in the heavens. So they will do things at very strategic times during the year when certain constellations are in certain positions, or when certain planets are in certain positions. This is very much part of the occultic belief system, and they believe that those times are more fortuitous for them to get their agendas across when certain energies are in place, according to their belief system. Again, this is what they believe, and you know, somebody doesn't have to believe something in order for right someone else to believe in it and to act upon it.
Yeah, you and I can think it's crazy, which I tend to think it's crazy, but they believe it still nonetheless. So, great question, John. Thanks for the call.
On 1 minute, if you believe in good, mm-hmm, then in order for us to have something to measure good with, then evil has to exist. So, you know, they believe it just like people believe in a god. They believe in their god, who is either the god of the world or Satanism. I know it to be Luciferianism. And
sure,
these people are about an agenda. What you said earlier struck so much truth, to enslave and control every aspect of your life.
That's exactly right. Well, thank you for the call, John. We got a lot of callers here. I want to squeeze
in. It absolutely is dark Luciferianism at the highest level of the control system. I would say that those that real dark priest class at the top is controlling even Satanists that are below them.
Arthur in Maryland, you're on.
Thanks, Bob. Mark, I was wondering if you weren't at the highest levels, but did you come into any information along the way to believe there is actually a being known as Lucifer or Satan that does control it?
No. In general, Satanists do not believe in an external being as one that they worship or, you know, aspire to please. The concept of Satan in Satanism is the adversary or the opposer, the one who opposes goodness, essentially. It's a force that they consider it, and it's the force that divides consciousness among itself. There's three aspects to human consciousness: our thoughts, our emotions, and our actions. And if you can get those in opposition to each other, such that, let's say, someone may think and feel a certain way, but then their actions are in direct contradiction to how they say they think and how they say they feel, okay, then you have them in a satanic mind state. It's a state of opposition within the self. And that's the state that ultimately makes it impossible to achieve what you say you want in life, because your will is not behind your thoughts and your emotions, and hence your behavior acts in contradiction to those other aspects of consciousness. That's called oppositional consciousness, and that's ultimately what they're trying to propagate in other people while they keep their consciousness in a form of unity of as they think, so they feel, and so they act. See, that's why they're winning. They're winning because their consciousness isn't divided among itself. They propagate that to other people. They try to influence other people into oppositional consciousness, and that's what they consider Satan. And that's the force that they're trying to push off onto other people.
Right. Great question, Arthur. Let's go to another Arthur in Mass. Hello, Arthur. Go ahead.
Hey, Mark. This is Arthur. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
All right. Hey, I was just wondering, maybe in the next half you could talk a little bit about the apophatic process and maybe go through that, maybe with an example or two.
Sure.
All right, we'll make a note of that, Arthur. Thanks for the suggestion. And let's go to Ed in Dallas, who's on the line. What's up, Ed?
Hello there. How are you guys?
Doing well. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to ask the question, and I'm not sure exactly how to phrase it, but I'm going to do my best. But I have a sneaking suspicion that this is probably the basis of Satanism. And I just wanted to ask a question from one who would know. If, for example, that their agenda, their main agenda, would be, you talked about the issue of natural law. Okay, and we know that people who do not follow natural law are not going to do very well.
Right.
Okay, so would their agenda be to cause the masses to fail to follow natural law while, in fact, they were attempting to follow it?
Their agenda is absolutely to make the masses of people fail to not only fail to follow natural law, but to fail to understand it at all. Believe that it doesn't even exist. And they are insulating themselves from the negative repercussions of natural law by brainwashing other people into following their orders and their agenda so that they do not actually have to take the actual actions and behaviors required to get that agenda across. And therefore, other people actually do those behaviors, and therefore they reap the negative repercussions. They reap the actual moral culpability of those behaviors, whereas the Luciferians and Satanists are insulated because all they did was propagate an ideology and tell people what to do. But then again, those people carried it out. So that's how they attempt to insulate themselves from the repercussions of breaking natural law.
Well, do they receive any repercussions from not following natural law?
I would say, of course they do, yet it is decidedly less than the lion's share of the moral culpability, which is always going to go to the one who carries out the action, the order follower. The order follower is always going to be held to more moral account, to more moral culpability than is the order giver.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, well, that's all I had. I just wanted to ask that question.
I appreciate that, Ed, and that brings us to the end of this hour, but we'll be back with an entire hour continuing our discussion with Mark Passio. Don't go anywhere.
With financial